I put away the things of a child, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Gluttony is a capital vice, in which one has an inordinate desire for food or for eating. And St. Thomas says that there are different species of gluttony. The first is what he calls the vice of sumptuousness. And this is when one is only willing to eat costly food. For example, when someone is unwilling to eat lesser food, but one only wants to go to expensive restaurants. The next vice deals with the quality of the food. That is, when one seeks to have food that is prepared too nicely. And this is the vice of daintiness. So someone who suffers from daintiness only wants certain kinds of food prepared in certain ways. And he's unwilling to eat food broadly. This is why we have to work on avoiding certain kinds of foods if it's going to cause us this problem. Next is regards to the sheer quantity. And this is when someone simply eats too much. And this is the normal connotation of gluttony. Often people ask, well, how do I know I've committed gluttony? Well, it's very simple. Nature lets us know. If we recognize that we are getting a bit too full, that is, if our lower nature starts to indicate a certain discomfort in the eating, that is, because we're eating too much, then we know that we're at the stage where we have to stop. Now, normally what this means is that through the course of building this virtue, one knows just about when you're supposed to stop, and so one doesn't eat more. But if you start feeling uncomfortable while you're eating, then you are simply eating too much. You're committing the sin of gluttony. Is this kind of sin mortal? Well, St. Thomas says it is if the whole of your life is ordered towards food, but otherwise it is normally venially sinful unless it causes some grave harm to your bodily health. The next species of gluttony is when one does not take the proper time to eat food. That is, one eats too hastily. And to this, St. Thomas assigns the vice of hastiness, when one eats too quickly. The next, or the last, is when one fails to observe the due manner of eating. That is, we should eat with a proper decorum. And the opposite of this proper decorum in eating is called the vice of greediness. That is, one eats greedily. Gluttony is a capital vice. And therefore, there are certain daughters, that is, other vices which arise from it. The first daughter which arises from eating it excessively or moderately in the wrong way, or only certain kinds of food, is that it tends to dull the keenness of our intellect. That is, by immoderate meat and drink, our keenness is certainly dulled. And with respect to this, the first daughter of gluttony is called the dullness of sense and understanding. And what this means is that if when we eat too much, it tends to take an edge off of our intellectual clarity. Those who fast and abstain tend to find that there is a certain intellectual clarity that arises from that practice. The next vice is what St. Thomas calls indecorous joy. This is when all the other inordinate passions are directed to joy or sorrow. That is, what happens is an indecorous joy, that is, what arises, is that people take delight in things in a way that is inappropriate. The next capital vice is regards disordered words. That is, when we eat too much, we lack a certain orderliness with respect to our words. And to this, when we eat too much, it gives rise to the vice of loquaciousness. The next is the vice of scurrility, that is a kind of levity resulting from a lack of reason, which is unable not only to bridle speech, but also to restrain outward behavior. Scurrility is the vice in which we perform actions in a way, external actions, which are unbecoming to us, or in a way that is unsuited. The next is the vice of uncleanness, and to this we may actually assign the vice of lust. St. Thomas says that the desires regarding lust and the desires regarding food have the same root, which is the concupiscible appetite. So if we give in to lust, we will tend to find it will be more difficult to fast and abstain. And likewise, if we give in to gluttony, we will find that a certain lust arises. And so those who suffer from lust should fast and abstain. And those who suffer from gluttony, they should work on chastity, which will tend to curb the concupiscible appetite and get it under control. And so we must strive for the opposite virtues, that is, fasting and abstinence. Abstinence is when we refrain from certain kinds of foods, and this will destroy certain species of gluttony. Fasting is when we simply cut down on the amount of food, and this will tend to curb our quantity, that is, we won't have the vice of eating too much. Now here, we must understand that dieting is not, properly speaking, a virtue. It is a virtue, a natural virtue, when it is ordered towards our physical health. If it is ordered purely towards looking better, then it's not a virtue. In the end, our fasting and our abstinence must be ordered towards some true good if it's to be a virtue. It becomes a supernatural virtue when we order it towards the obtaining of our salvation, or when we order it towards the glory of God. And dieting in this sense can even take on a supernatural dimension, if we order it towards God. Otherwise, the dieting is not a virtue, and people should not glory in that, thinking that there's something good about themselves because they're on a diet. Only is it a manifestation of virtue if it's ordered towards a virtuous end. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.